Good morning, everyone. The most well-known psalm is probably the 23rd psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. And today we hear Jesus say, I am the good shepherd. The image of a shepherd is striking because it reveals our belief in a God who cares for us, a God who nurtures us, who's just, and who lays down his life for his sheep. Sheep are awkward customers. They're well known for being panicky, getting themselves into muddles and scrapes as they rush around in the wrong direction. So the shepherd has to be on the alert all the time, ready to get the sheep out of trouble. Isaiah declares that all we like sheep have gone astray. So Jesus, the good shepherd, has his hands full with our foibles, our stubbornness, our mistakes and our fears, not to say our sinfulness. John tells us that Jesus knows each of his sheep by name. I know my own, Jesus says, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. In John, the verb to know implies a deep personal relationship. In fact, the Easter Gospels demonstrate that the disciples fully believed in Jesus only after a personal encounter with the risen Christ. For John, coming to faith is all about coming to know Jesus, to have this personal encounter. Today, each of us is invited to come to know the one who lays down his life for us in an act of self-forgetful love, and to respond in the same way. That's why this Sunday is a day of prayer for vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. But we can't speak about vocations to sacramental ministry without an appreciation of the vocation of each baptized Christian. In our second reading, St. John urges us to think of the love that the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children. This whole letter is about the consequences of our baptism in Christ. Each of us is called to love God and our neighbour wholeheartedly, and so ministering to others out of our own unique capabilities and circumstances is at the heart of our baptismal vocation. We love our neighbour when we help someone else to experience the saving presence of Christ Jesus in their own lives. Elsewhere, St. Paul assures us that God will equip us for this. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they're all from the same Spirit. There are different ways to serve, but we serve the same Lord. Remember that whatever we do for any of Christ's brothers and sisters, we do for him. And this also implies, interestingly, that love is a choice, a decision, not just a feeling. Jesus promises, I am with you always. Through our everyday human interaction, his work is carried on through us, from the simplest to the most heroic acts. A theologian writes, we believe that in Christ the kingdom of God is not a dream, but a divine promise. So it's up to us to discern how we are called to keep the promise and use the gifts we're given. So this week, perhaps, let's pray for trust in our Good Shepherd. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Light the fire of our love and renew the face of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.